Swell joins us, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Field of Dreams committee and some things going on with the baseball and softball fields in Vandalia. And you know, Rich, it's something that it's been a long time now since this project got started and got going, but you guys just keep rolling with things.
Well, and that's kind of where we're at now. Is in 2008, a group got together led by Kenny Montgomery, and he and Tim Metzger and Don Morrell and Luke Holt, Brian Buescher, Steve Hawkins, and Tom Luke, and pushed forward with a project that they funded. They fundraised. We're not a taxing entity, never have been, and they put $120,000 into VMI and Denny's Field, and it's only gotten bigger from there. The group has changed as people have transitioned in and out. And we're back to we just added a new crow's nest. We put new benches in the FNB field. Put a new sprinkler head in the Denny's to deal with the summer dryness. To get those young kids, get them a field that's in good playing condition. So there's all kinds of things that we have going on, and we're excited with the things that we've done on the four fields that the park district has, but it's stuff that we've been able to do. And it, like I said, it started in 2008, spearheaded a lot with that first group.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, just built a brand new spot right behind home plate at Vandalia Mutual Field. I broadcast from there on Tuesdays. So continuing to add on and continuing to make nice improvements.
Right, and we're able to do that through sign sponsors that have been gracious enough to donate to us. We've also been blessed that the city grants, the running one, Scarpese, Hazel Simichelli, have put some money towards us. And then occasionally we have other people. We've started to work on dugout sponsors. We could always use a couple more. We've got money generated from field sponsors. FNB adopted the pit field that used to be the pit field, and they actually put in a new fence this spring to make it more advantageous for junior high baseball in that age bracket of 12 to 15 years old. And so, you know, that we've been blessed with people to step up and help us. Like I said, we're really a separate organization, separate from the school, separate from the park district. Though I will say, Kent, the park superintendent, has done very good about helping us with anything we ask. But our group is basically taking care of the fields and move forward, and that's through the help of coaches that have really stepped up. Ryan Oaks, Ryan Lewis, Matt Blankenship, Dalton Worley, Zach Stombaugh, Bryce Kistler, and then Nick and Jason Hagee have helped along the way with putting signs up with their groups and what they can do. So it just takes a lot of people, and right now we're blessed to have people that are aggressive and interested in doing it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like you said, you've still got some of the guys are still there from the very beginning that have been helping out, but you always got to have it's got to be evolving all the time and adding some new folks to it.
It sure does. And then baseball has been good to you know, the teams and so forth and the kids. I mean, in the last 10 years, we've probably been blessed to send 8 to 10 kids on to play college baseball. And so we've reaped some rewards from coaches investing time and so forth. And we have this newer generation that are coming up that are eager. They're the 7, 8, 9, 10s right now. Some of the kids are starting to transition, you know, into the high school ranks. And so we're kind of seeing full circle this play out. And but it continually takes us knocking on doors, asking for help, and so forth. And Vandalia Mutual was the varsity field sponsor for the last 8 years. And so they're transitioning to a smaller sponsorship. So, you know, we've talked to a couple groups about some sponsorship for the field name here. Also Freight Field, where we played our men's fast pitch team, played forever, and our probably 10 to 13 year olds play down there, and we're looking for a sponsor for that field. We need to get some new dugouts down there, but slowly and surely we peck along. you know, like you said, the one of the big projects we did this year was this crow's nest behind BMI. And if people haven't noticed, it's the red building behind it. And it's going to allow for some extra storage, some potential extra concessions, and then the announcing and so forth from behind home plate, which we had that in the hitting shed. It was just kind of weird. You had to look around the pole, and nobody knows that better than you do.
it was an interesting angle, and I tell you and I appreciate having that all these years. I'll say that first thing out of the gate, because it was definitely nice to be up there when the weather was rough. But sometimes you had to use your imagination on what happened at shortstop. So.
The pole was you could see the pitcher to the right, and you could see the center fielder to the left. But sometimes that pole blocked.
And sometimes if the ball got through,
the softball window's a little bit different.
Yeah, the softball window is kind of perfect.
It was very unique, and so the problem's kind of fixed now. And we're glad that you got out here last week, and we look forward to you and Isaac and whoever else transitions down the road to using it, because our kids are blessed to have games broadcasted. I know that my parents live 3 hours away, and yet they could get on the WKRV app and listen to the games, 3 hours away. Well, that was something they, FM radio didn't used to allow that. So our kids are very blessed, and their families are very blessed to have games broadcasted by you guys, that's for sure.
Well, appreciate that. And it was nice. It was very nice to be up there right behind home plate. So that is going to be a nice addition there. And, the other big thing that, and it seems very simplistic, but it's all the field work that goes into it. Because the big, big thing is, if you've got a good field, and I know you know this, and guys like Kurt Jones that have been working fields, and Coach Witt and guys like that been working fields their whole life, that's the big thing. If you can't get on the field, you're not going to get a lot better.
No, that is for sure. And Kurt's now retired, I'm retired, and we can devote whatever hours are needed to the field work. And that's one of the things that it takes a long time, a lot of time to get the edger out to fill in the low areas, to make sure the mound holes are filled up on a regular basis and the plate holes and the dugouts are swept out and the concession stand areas straightened up and so forth. So, those are things. And for many years, Tom and Steve were retired, and they were able to do that. Now I'm retired, I'm able to do that. Eventually, I will hand it off to somebody else. It's one of the things that, my kids are not involved. They've all graduated and moved on, but I still have that, I still enjoy working on the ball field, and I won't forever, but I will hand that to people sometime down the road. And Kurt and I have laughed about that, because he's in the same boat, and now they have the grass infield, and he understands it even more, the extra time and to manicure the infield and the pitcher's mounds and so forth, because they used to just have a skin and there wasn't a lot of, keep it dry, keep holes filled and so forth. And so, but with the grass, there's a lot of things that are entailed in keeping that together.
And we've talked about that. I know you and I have talked about that. There's nothing quite, the turf fields are great. There's no question about it. It's a great thing to have, and it gives you great opportunities. But there's nothing quite like a really well-manicured a grass infield. There's nothing quite like it.
No, not at all. And it is you have to have people that are dedicated to it, though, and hopefully that continues for many, many, many years. And we've been blessed since 2008 to have that. And so and then South Central did that to their field. I know that Coach Beckew has got a grass infield over Brownstown at Coach Page Field. And, people, it takes work. And people, until you've done it, a lot of times you'll realize how much work it does take.
It looks nice, but yeah, like you said, it is a lot of work. It is a lot of time you got to put in. And, the other thing is, you got to have the good drainage. You got to have the opportunity to get that field dry if you're going to have rain. And I know that's something that with the fields here that you guys have been able to do to take that next step, because that gets you on the field a lot more too.
Yes, it does. And it allows you to play more games and get, one of the things that, we talked about this at the Field of Dreams meeting as well is, when you have good fields and you can get on in spite of the weather, you can have tournaments. And when you have tournaments, that brings people to town. And when people come to town, they stay at motels. They spend money at restaurants. They spend money at gas stations. And that all helps with the economy Vandalia. And so I think that's one of the things we talked about at one of our meetings is in the last 10 years, we've really upped, you know, the number of tournaments that we've hosted during the spring and the summertime. And that's good for the economy. And I think sometimes people don't realize that until, you either have kids or grandkids involved in those situations, and then you see it firsthand. And, you know, so these fields are also a blessing to our community. One of the groups that I forgot a little bit, Todd, I want to real quick is the Sports Boosters have been a big donator to the baseball, softball with the hitting shed and so forth. So I did not want to leave them out.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you talk about the hitting shed, the pavilion area over there, and going other places. And that's something I always encourage people to go to other places and see what they have and what, you know, especially like conference schools that are comparable size and things like that. That's one of the more impressive complexes that, that we've got when you compare it. I think you can compare it to a Greenville and places like that. It's a nice little complex there.
Yeah, it has. The one, to have two indoor cages, to have a covered area in case of weather and so forth, is really, really been a blessing to us. You know, one of the things we talked about as far as fundraising, and I don't know how Field of Greens will tackle this, and Ryan Lewis has tried to do some things with it, but the lights, you know, the school football field, they're replacing the lights through health, life safety this year, and it's a project that's definitely needed for those that go around to other football fields. But these baseball and softball lights at Denny's and BMI were put in at the same time. It's just we don't have, you know, a mechanism to replace that. And so that's one of the things that we are really trying to look out for is because it's a big, big ticket item. It's not a crow's nest, but to replace the lights at a quality level. And, you know, and then you go to Altamont and see the lights that they have. And I know you've been over there on that Friday night occasionally, and it's pretty impressive what they've done over there. And so, you know, that's one of the things that we need, that we're targeting here for the future in our fundraising to an extent.
Yeah, I did. In fact, last year, talking about Friday nights, I did a game at Altamont. I did one down at South Central, and that's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool thing. And, of course, we have Friday night lights. It's a little different for Vandalia as compared to Altamont and South Central, but it's pretty neat. And to get a game under the lights like that, it is. It's pretty special, and it's something that you'd like to be able to do more of if you can. There's no question.
Yeah, it would be great to do that here, and we know, like you said, you've done it at other places. It's worked out really well, and we would love to do it here. It's just our lights are not powerful enough to really do varsity baseball. They'd be good at a JV speed and so forth, but when kids start popping the ball from the mound to the plate, you really need to be able to see it pretty good.
Yeah.
And and when you go to these other places, you can really tell the difference. And so that's, like I said, that's a big ticket item that we're shooting for down the road. And so we'll keep our fingers crossed.
So for any business that would like to get involved, be a sponsor, help out different things, what do they need to do?
Well, we have a board of directors. It's myself, Ryan Lewis, Matt Blankenship, Zach Stomball, Dalton Worley, Ryan Oakes, Bryce Kistler, Kenny and Gaina Montgomery are on our board of directors. So if they see any of us around the community, we all have the information. We all know who to contact and so forth. If nothing else, they can contact you, Todd, and you can direct them our way. So, we'd sure love to have some more people jump on board and help us move softball and baseball further in Vandalia.
You talked about Kenny, and I'm pretty sure he's been there since the beginning, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. And I think he and Luke originally had the original dream of the big dugouts, the big block dugouts, and the grass infield, and the 76 sprinkler heads and upgrading Denny. So I think he and Luke, and like I said, he and Luke and that group had that vision early, and then it transitioned to Tom and Steve, and it's transitioned now to this other group. So Kenny's been around a long time, and they keep asking, you know, you can replace us. It's like, no. We're okay with you guys, you and Gaina. You help us a bunch.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly. And you mentioned Tom Lucan and Steve Hawkins. I know they've been involved for a long time, and those guys, and they put in a lot of time, a lot of effort. And I know you have too. There's a lot of work goes into it. It's a labor of love, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we've got some young guys, like I mentioned earlier, that, you know, and that are they're passionate about it. I mean, Ryan and Matt just put in some benches yesterday during the rain. So, I mean, they get 15 minutes of free time. They jump in and help, and the other guys have as well. So we're moving the right direction. We just sometimes it'd be nice to not have to chase money quite as hard.
Yeah, absolutely. So anybody would like to get involved, like Rich said, there's several of those board members. And like he said, if you get a hold of me, I'll get you in touch. And if you'd like to get involved and help out, maybe make a donation, be a sponsor. You know, if you're in a lot of those places, they're very visible when somebody's at the ball field and other places coming to town. Those businesses are visible. And I think this is something that we talk about quite a bit for ourselves and others. We try to remember those businesses that sponsor local sports and local sports broadcasts and the teams and things like that, because those are the folks that are giving back to the community and are part of the community. And I always try to make sure for myself that I only do business with people that do business with us and vice versa. And so getting your name out there like that to those kind of people, they're pretty loyal.
Yeah, very appreciative. You hit the nail right on the head, Todd.
All right. Well, Rich, I appreciate the time, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.